worst band in the world, but we don't give up. With Valentino on the drums, then we'd be nothing more than a bunch of gamma bums. So
tune up. Ruben is losing his mind.
Fuck yeah. 10cc, baby.
Ruben is losing his mind.
Right here.
Well, we've never done a day's work in our life, and our record's selling zillions. It irrigates my heart with greed to know that you adore me up yours, up mine. But everybody that takes time, but we're working on it.
Wow. This is, you should really be here, folks, to watch this man go insane.
Fuck. Oh, man.
So I
went to Human Head yesterday, and I've been looking for this specific 10cc record, Sheep Music. It's their second album.
Yeah.
It was in the $2 bin. It's not an expensive record. It's just like I hadn't found it. I was so fucking stoked. And the dude was like, oh, yeah, total guilty pleasure. I was like, guilty? Like, wait. I'm like, you know, put this fucking record on, and I bet you someone's going to ask about it. And it fucking starts up. 10 seconds in, someone's like, oh, shit, this is that Dilla sample. And, like, somebody else knew what the fuck it was. It's great.
I haven't heard this record in a very long time. My dad, I think, has it. Yeah.
There's nothing guilty within my pleasure for this.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Fucking great.
Guilty pleasure is like liking a vitamin C song.
Right. That's a guilty pleasure. You know what's funny is I also, in that batch, purchased the second Sunny Day Real Estate record, the pink one.
I like them a lot.
But I would put that more under guilty pleasure than I would 10cc.
That's stupid.
But that's because I'm a 31-year-old man.
Hello, everyone. It's Sunday. It's 11:03. I hope you haven't tuned out just yet. This is Joe Sonnenblick.
And Ruben Sindo Acosta.
And Linda.
Hello.
Stat girl extraordinaire. So we're here. We're apples and oranges. I'm extremely hungover.
Yeah. Why are you hungover, Joe? I mean, obviously because you drank too much.
Drank a lot. Yesterday we were celebrating. Allison, my scene partner, and I auditioned for the Actors Studio in front of Estelle Parsons and possibly Alec Baldwin. We could not see who was there because it was fucking dark.
All right.
It went well. We feel good. We'll know in a week. We'll know in a week. It's like an AIDS test.
What's the year thing you were saying?
It's a preliminary audition. So if you do get accepted, there's a final audition that is a year from the day that you auditioned.
Okay.
Which proves the seriousness of it slash, I mean, you could be dead.
Yeah, you could die.
I
mean, but you could also die like now.
Right now. Ruben, just blow my brains out. That's it.
Done.
Dead. But yesterday was a good day. We celebrated. Friends and family came by Burnside. Thank you for hosting us.
Yeah, it was cool.
We didn't really host the cheese
curds.
I don't care for their food. Their fries were delicious.
You love the fries.
The fries were great. Go to Burnside, get the fries, and get a Jameson on the rocks. Maybe get 9 of them, like I did.
Yeah, 9 or 10.
Get 9 or 10, and
they got a good selection of stuff on tap.
And feel good about it. So we're gonna get into it. We're gonna get into it right now. Carmelo Anthony's gonna waive his no trade clause, and I'm a fan.
Me too.
I'm a fan of this because he's got to win. He's got to win somewhere.
He could still play.
And the 5 teams that were mentioned that where he wants to go, Cleveland,
ugh,
San Antonio,
duh,
the Clippers, the Houston Rockets, the Miami Heat.
Oh, my God. I would hate Carmelo Anthony on my team.
Why?
Because he would be Carmelo Anthony.
No, he wouldn't. You know what I mean? He'd have a double-double every night? Is that what you mean?
And not pass the ball and lose.
Okay, so you're talking about Dwayne Wade.
You're telling me Dwayne Wade doesn't pass the ball?
He's not a facilitator in his old age. You're saying that he's like Carmelo Anthony. I'm not saying he's like Carmelo
Anthony.
Okay,
good. So just leave Dwayne Wade alone. Leave him alone.
Dwayne Wade is a multifaceted basketball player.
He's fantastic.
Carmelo Anthony can do one thing better than everyone on the planet.
Score.
Score.
But I don't need a pure scorer on our team.
Why not?
Because we have scorers.
But you would blow everyone out of the water as you are right now. You're blowing people out of the water. You blew Cleveland out of the water last night. Oh, LeBron said after the game he is concerned about what's going on. He's going to leave that team again. He's going to leave.
Yeah. I just wonder how his PR people are going to spin it.
I don't think he cares. I really don't think he gives a shit. They're not trying to put anything great around him. I mean, Kevin Love.
That was the problem before.
But before it was even worse.
I know.
I mean, that was Delonte West.
Jesus.
Who's roaming around parking lots in a skirt because he's got mental problems. I got mental problems too, Delonte.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with a man wearing a skirt.
Well, if he's doing it for the right reason. He just doesn't know he's wearing a skirt.
Oh, if he doesn't know, then
he's drinking that scissor too. He was drinking the scissor up in the parking lot.
There's nothing wrong with a little scissor.
Love me some scissor.
What is that exactly?
That would be, usually it's vodka. There could be vodka involved. A fruit drink or soda involved. And some sort of Tussin.
Oh, that's what makes it.
Yeah, it'll fuck you up, kill you.
Okay, but you don't just do you don't go like vodka and Robitussin.
No, because that is disgusting.
That's disgusting.
Yes,
but adding like
a nice
corn
little,
syrup.
They add a Jolly Rancher too.
Or a Jolly Rancher. Oh. That's the future. Future drinks Jolly Rancher scissor. So anywho, Melo wanting the trade.
Yeah, I think it's good.
I
think you shouldn't have re-signed him anyway. But
well, I disagree with that. Because I thought
what has your team done since then? Since they re-signed him.
Drafted Kristaps Porzingis.
Okay.
You signed people you thought were going to be valuable role players, and Aaron Aflalo is maybe the worst basketball player in the NBA.
Well, that changed.
He sucks. He is garbage. I don't understand. And I hate that Clyde calls him Double A. Double A is Arn Anderson. That's who Double A is.
You're right.
Okay? Double A is not Aaron Aflalo.
Arn Anderson, one of the four horsemen.
Arn and Ole Anderson.
Hey.
Okay?
I'm impressed, Joseph.
I used to love wrestling when I was a kid, Ruben.
So why are you a hater now?
Because it sucks and it's for little girls.
You're wrong.
I'm not. Anywho, I would trade Carmelo Anthony only, and I mean only, if you are getting two or three first-round picks back. That's it.
He's not worth that,
and I understand that. Okay. So I'm holding on to him.
But you're not okay. But that's not a.
That's not what.
Not your choice.
I think they're gonna. If the deal's not right, they're not gonna trade him. And one of the things I would do personally, listen, I love Melo, but I love the Knicks more.
Yeah.
I trade his ass to Minnesota. I trade his ass to Phoenix
for Rubio. Minnesota for Rubio.
It would have to be Rubio and Wiggins. It'd have to be. It would have to
be. That's a lot.
It would have to be.
I don't think
I can't. Okay. Rubio, Wiggins, and a second-round pick.
Jesus Christ. No, dude, you're not trading fucking, like...
But, I mean, we could also move Aflalo in that deal. We could move other
pieces.
You
just listed him as, like, the worst basketball player.
Yeah, but Minnesota is a place where bad basketball is abundant.
A normal thing. Who is the Minnesota guy that's now on the Knicks? The guy
Derek
with
Williams.
Stupid hair.
Derek Williams, who has finally... proved me wrong, and he sucks too.
Oh.
They all suck.
Oh, good.
There's just a bunch of
sucking.
So
it's just Kristaps.
No, Kristaps is now sucking as well because of Kurt Rambis. Kurt Rambis doesn't know how to coach the guy. Kurt Rambis wants Kristaps Porzingis to play small forward. Bro, he's 7'5". He's 18 feet tall.
Yeah.
You're going to have that guy play small forward? How can I coach a basketball team better than you, Kurt Rambis? Maybe it wasn't a fluke that he lost 1,000 games in Minnesota. Maybe he's just stupid.
He may just be stupid.
Some guys who were great NBA players, it doesn't translate.
It's true. It depends on what kind of player you are.
Like, guys that are bums generally are better coaches. Tyronn Lue.
Okay, but, like, think about it in terms of, like, great role players like Steve Kerr.
Yeah, okay.
It's someone who understands the game.
And Kevin McHale might be the exception because he was a great player
and
a great
coach.
And he got shafted. Yeah, in
bullshit.
Houston.
That sucks.
James Harden kicked his ass out of town.
That's a shame.
I would like Kevin McHale as the Knicks head coach.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
I feel like he manages better. Kurt Rambis has no idea. I mean, absolutely.
Well, he's your interim guy. He's not your guy.
Phil said he might be the guy. But
he's also proving that he's not right now, right?
Right.
Not that hard-headed.
But Phil also said...
Why are you taking off the ring?
I don't know. It was falling off. My finger's sweaty.
You
got a problem? You got a problem with me taking off my ring?
Yeah, it just seemed a little unceremonious.
Okay, I'll put my ring back on.
There we go.
Anyhow, now I lost my train of thought. That train wasn't leaving the station anyway.
Yeah, that's all right.
But in terms of Kurt Rambis, even as an interim head coach, you couldn't get on the street and find somebody better than Kurt Rambis? I get it. Assistant gets promoted when someone gets fired.
Right.
I get it. But no,
somebody who's already in-house and knows the players.
Not in this case. When Mike D'Antoni got fired, everybody left. Everybody left. Okay? The Knicks are a dumpster fire. They are awful. They are awful. And the
where are you guys at? Where's your last 10 games or what? Have you won a game in a minute?
We beat the Pistons, I remember, a couple
weeks
ago.
You beat the Pistons?
Yeah.
Your favorite basketball team in the world?
Who I believe of. They're two pieces away. Two pieces away. And it's going to come in the draft.
Yeah. Okay. But keep that in mind. There have to be five people on the court. So you're saying.
I know.
Two pieces away means there's only three players
I know what I'm saying, buddy. I got it.
You got it.
But.
You got it.
I think when they get rid of Reggie Jackson, because I think they're going to move Reggie Jackson. Mm-hmm. I don't know when they're going to move Reggie Jackson, but I think they are. Mm-hmm. They'll get a point guard to replace him. I don't know.
You dislike Reggie Jackson?
No, I like Reggie Jackson.
I think he would make sense on the Knicks.
I don't think anyone makes sense on the Knicks anymore.
Listen, I'm trying to shed a little bit of light here, Joe.
Are you?
I can just shit all over your team, but they're... Like, it's like making fun of someone who's sitting in a vat of their own vomit. They're in a tough enough spot as it is. I'm not going to – that's when you compliment someone's eyebrows, you know?
But also something that doesn't make sense to me is Phil Jackson going up to Melo and saying, listen, what do you think about me coaching just home games and Rambis coaching the away games? And Melo said, I don't want that at all.
No, that's stupid.
Why is that stupid?
Why would you have a coach – that is supposed to motivate you but won't travel with you?
He's got no hips left. The man is a walking gelatin.
So then don't fucking coach. Don't coach. Skype in. You need
something else. Kurt Rambis is clearly not the answer.
Okay, that's true, but you can't just go Kurt Rambis or Phil Jackson home games. Like, what the fuck is that?
And the fact that you have guys sitting on the sidelines like Scott Brooks and Thibodeau, and you didn't even call anybody.
Yeah, Thibs...
You didn't call anybody. Mark Jackson? You didn't call anybody. You just said, okay, well, we're not going to win anymore.
Yep.
You signed Tony Roten. Tony Roten's not playing this year. Why? He's not ready? He's recovering still? I know he hurt himself last year.
They just want to make sure they get first dibs.
Okay. All right, fine.
That makes sense.
That's fine. But the way the Knicks are right now, I wish, and we've been talking about this for weeks, I wish basketball had a relegation so the Knicks could get relegated to the D-League. To see what it's really like.
Just to go like, yeah, here.
Yeah, enjoy that. I'm so disgusted by them.
Does that happen?
No. Not
in any sport?
Soccer.
Where it's literally like you're not good enough.
The worst three get relegated to the next level down, and the top three from the next level down get put up.
That's why
soccer's great. That's why I love it. It's different teams every year.
Even at the end of the season, like say if you're losing, you're still fighting to not be relegated. Like there's still a fight.
You're like, we don't want to become... Little League.
Yeah. Because there are four leagues in English soccer. And as you get down to this...
We'll talk about this later if you want.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So with basketball now, I don't even care anymore. It's like you with the Dolphins after week five.
Yep.
I'm disgusted.
Mm-hmm. We beat the Pistons,
yeah,
the Suns,
yeah,
and the Lakers.
So we're probably 3-7 in our last 10.
Yep. All right. The Lakers beat Golden State, so that means you're better than Golden State.
The Lakers.
Don't you feel better now?
No. Last night, you have a 10-point lead going into the half, and you come out and score 13 points in the third quarter. That's what the Knicks do. You get outscored 33-13 in the third quarter.
Jesus.
What are you doing? Against the Wizards, who stink.
The Wizards don't stink.
The Wizards stink, Ruben. They stink. Linda, can you give me the Wizards?
You pulled me out here.
Oh. Oh, boy.
What did you do, Joe?
What?
Can you hear still?
No, I can't.
Oh.
Yo, that's...
Uh-oh.
That's a really weird thing to hear Linda say that you pulled her out.
That's weird. That is weird. That's weird and gross.
But listen, but anybody that feels like that, like if you trust your partner enough, just
pull her out.
Let her put on a strap-on and fucking go to town.
Pull her out.
She lets
there.
You do it all the time.
Yeah.
If you're curious...
The Gipper. Great book.
The Giver.
Anyhow, back to what we were talking about, not my sexual proclivities.
You're just not going to help Linda with the headphone thing?
No.
Because I could talk about like pegging.
I don't want you to talk about anything. I don't want you to talk about pegging. I don't want you to talk about anything.
There's nothing wrong. If someone's into pegging, that's fine, guys. That's dope. Good. Good for you. Hope you're happy with it.
What my problem is now, the Knicks have no draft pick this year.
Okay.
They don't have one. So what are we going to do? What are we going to do?
Linda, you could use those headphones.
What are we going to do?
What are you going to do?
What are we going
to
do?
Nothing. Lose. Continue to lose.
And
or trade Melo for the most you can get for him.
Which at this point is what?
I don't know. Definitely not, you know, Wiggins and Rubio.
I would like Wiggins
of
and course, Rubio.
Yeah, sure. I would like $1 million. You're not going to fucking get it.
But if where can you send him? If I send him to Miami, I'm only getting Whiteside back, probably.
And I don't want
Whiteside.
Why do you think that Whiteside is going to be – like, we're not going to give up Whiteside.
I think you are.
No.
Yeah.
The Heat are fucking super in-house. We are that kind of team, man.
And I told Ruben I'm going to give him a sports blowjob today. The Heat are coming out of the East.
I'm leaning back. Let's do it.
The Heat are coming out of the East. I'm convinced.
Joe Johnson, baby.
What a great move.
The Don.
What a great. And that's why the Heat are coming out of the East. The Heat are coming out of the East because they have an owner that does not interfere with the GM.
Harrison just loves basketball. He goes, here you go, buddy.
Mickey Aronson's a smart man. A smart man who doesn't.
Who loves the shit out of the team and just trusts Pat Riley.
I hate the Heat. Sure. I hate them, but they're a well run machine.
Mm hmm.
And their fans don't appreciate them in Miami.
No, they don't. It's a fucking shame. It's like being in Miami was a weird – it's a weird thing because people catch that, like, you know, Heat fever because they're doing well. But then it's fucking gone. And it's weird what changed this – I read this actually great article in regards to like why are sports fans in Miami like this. And a lot of it was like think about your dad is a Knicks fan.
Yeah.
He was a Knicks fan long before you were born.
Yes.
He was – did his dad like basketball?
No.
Okay. Well
– his dad did not like sports.
Okay. But sports can come through family.
Wow. Southampton's beating Liverpool. I'm sorry.
Oh, jeez.
I'm sorry.
NXT this Wednesday.
I'm sorry.
So sports can kind of come through family. Like think about like the Steelers is a great example. My ex-girlfriend, huge Steelers fan. Her father, Steelers fan. Her father's father, Steelers fan. It comes through that. In Miami, you have such a giant like immigrant culture where, in fact, people of my generation and younger are typically first-generation American.
Right.
So these sports, like you just being a Mayweather, like, oh, yeah, I kind of like the Heat or like, you know, I like the Cavs or whoever. It seems like it's fair-weather fans, but it's really people that don't have that like family tradition of one team. And the Heat have not been around for a very long time. The Heat started in 1986. So diehard fans really are my brother's age, you know?
Okay.
And my brother's 38. So it's kind of like it's going to take another generation to have fans that are like diehard fans. Just that's the climate of the city, man.
Yeah. I understand that.
It still sucks. Don't get me – I'm not like making excuses. I'm just kind of like I think that's really where it comes from. In this article that was in the New York it was in the Miami New Times – which is like the Village Voice down there.
Yeah.
Great article. That's that.
But I feel like a lot of cities are that way.
Well, it's – particularly like fucking, you know, Cleveland and Ohio. And just think about like the whole northern part of the U.S., the ass of the world, which is Miami.
Also, those – you're talking about Cleveland and all that. Those teams – that city hasn't had a championship.
But their fans are
50
there.
50 years.
But they have fans.
Right. Idiots.
No, they're diehard fans.
Right.
But if they boycotted their teams, nothing would change.
I disagree. I think that's wrong.
Listen, the Seahawks didn't get better because of the 12th man. The 12th man got louder because the Seahawks got better.
No, the Seahawks got better because they had a regime put in place finally for them to win. They said, Matt Hasselbeck, get the fuck out of here.
Right, but that had nothing to do with their fans or their followers.
And the Seahawks, who were the Clippers of the NFL for a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, their turnaround is pretty amazing. And I don't like the Seahawks.
I don't care for them. That. I don't care for them.
I don't want them. I don't like them.
You don't like anybody, you know?
I like the Mets, the Jets, the Knicks, and Manchester United.
Let's keep focusing on this blowjob, though.
Okay. The Heat are real. and they're not going anywhere. And they're better than Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to be better than the Cavs if they play them in a 7-game series.
I think they just showed they can beat the Cavs.
Depending on Dwayne Wade.
Yeah, it's but that's everything. Dwayne Wade is the anchor of our team. He's the guy who motivates the young players to play better. If he's when he's healthy and his head is in the right space, he's fucking magic.
That 2003 draft has to go down as the greatest draft of all time.
Yeah, look at those players.
LeBron, Melo, Dwayne Wade. I think Bosh was in that draft.
Darko
Milicic. Oh, I'm sorry for Memphis, Vancouver, whatever they were at the time.
Yeah.
That is such a shame.
Just think about, like, everything was a hit. Those, like, first, like, whatever, 8 picks or whatever. Everybody Darko is incredible. Milicic. And then you're like, Darko Milicic.
And everybody thought he was going to be the bee's knees.
Yeah, they thought, I mean, you know, obviously LeBron was the star of that draft. Yeah. But, like, nobody was going to tell you at the point of the draft, like, oh, yeah this kid from Marquette.
Yeah,
you know, Dwayne Wade. He's going to be like one of the most decorated guys in this group, which he is.
And
of that group, he's the most decorated.
And had Melo stayed another year at Syracuse, he'd be number one pick the next year.
Mm-hmm.
He would have been number one pick.
Yeah.
And I think it would have worked out better for the. I mean, hey, the Nuggets had a pretty good little team, but
who was on that team with him?
Andre Miller. Chauncey Billups.
That's
Allen Iverson towards the end.
All right, that's a weird pair.
Nene,
man,
yeah,
they had like a little dark horse team.
Yeah, they stunk.
Yeah, well,
They couldn't get out of the first round.
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
And you want to blame Carmelo Anthony? Fun. You want to blame George Karl? Fun. Because both of those guys aren't winning anything anytime soon.
That's a shame.
And it is a shame because if George Karl was the Knicks head coach without Melo,
right?
I think there'd be more. To go on.
I think George Karl deserves – I mean, he gets credit, but it's – I feel like he's – every time his name comes up
it's DeMarcus Cousins.
Yeah. It seems like he's on the hot seat all the fucking time.
Just fire him. Just fire George Karl.
And maybe do the league a service and have him be available.
Yeah.
Because there's teams that need coaches.
Yes.
Namely the Knicks.
Yes. I think the Sixers would benefit from George Karl.
Mm-hmm.
I think a team like the Timberwolves would benefit from George Karl.
Yeah.
The Magic.
He can do like young, hungry teams.
Yeah.
He's good at that.
Yeah.
He can motivate them.
The Knicks
Magic,
are not,
I think, would be a cool fit.
Knicks are not hungry.
No.
They're young.
They're just kind of lost.
It's a weird perpetual motion that actually just goes nowhere.
Does anyone have an opinion on this?
718-395-3731. Ahmed, call. Alex, call. Somebody call about
Dave
the Knicks.
Meir.
Dave Meir, call. And I want to jump over now. Who's my quarterback?
Are we still on this? We haven't figured that out?
No.
Huh,
we don't have
like,
one.
It's been like 2 weeks.
It's been 2 weeks.
Where's Fitzy at?
Still hanging out.
Not in Denver?
Not in Denver. Not going to be in Denver. The Jets.
Sanchez.
The.
You know what? Was it you had posted that thing about the fucking like, I'm not married.
Yeah.
I don't have any kids.
Yeah.
I just want to play football
That's
and win.
That's it.
And I was like, you know what? I dislike Mark Sanchez, but
I like that.
Okay, that's cool.
Give that man a chance.
Yeah.
Give that man a chance.
Let him fail.
Let him fail.
Boldly.
If he fails, you know he's bad.
Yeah.
If he fails there,
you know it's because he's got
bad.
Pieces around him.
That's right.
You got a running game. Got
that's
a
right.
Pretty decent offensive line.
That's
great
right.
defense.
If he fails there, Mark Sanchez, and I will be the first one to tell you, if he fails in Denver as a starter.
Okay.
Not a backup.
Mm-hmm.
If he fails in Denver as a starter, Mark Sanchez sucks.
Oh, I took off my headphones to hear him say
if
that.
If he fails as a starter.
I know that we're recording the show.
Yes.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to grab that soundbite.
Yes.
And then week 7, when the Broncos are 1-6, with him as a starter, I'm just going to play that back for you. And you're just going to have to sit in the fact that Mark Sanchez sucks.
Yes. Yes. That's okay. That's okay. If
to be 100% honest, I hope I'm wrong. I love watching guys figure it out later. They get a little older. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I would love that. However, we live in the real world, and what happens in the real world is when you suck, you suck.
You suck. That's it. But one of my things with Fitzpatrick is, bro, I'm sorry, you're not worth $16 million bucks. It just doesn't – it's not going to happen for you.
He's worth good money.
He's
not
worth,
that money.
He's worth what the Jets want to pay him, between 7 and 10.
Yeah.
That's it. That's what you're worth. And listen, if I have to go down with Geno Smith,
oh my God,
I have to go down with Geno Smith. At least we'll be getting a nice pick next year.
That's true.
At least we'll be getting a nice pick next year. And that kid McCaffrey's coming out. from BYU.
You know, I think you should go Bryce Petty, man. You guys should go Bryce Petty.
There's a reason why that guy hasn't seen the light of day.
Right, right.
Maybe he's just a practice.
Matt Flynn! Maybe Matt Flynn!
That's the problem with the Osweiler deal. Reminds me so much of Matt Flynn.
Oh, you know who would be good on the Jets? Matt Moore.
They've talked about that. I don't think that's a bad idea.
Dude, Matt Moore.
They've talked about that, but he's like 31 now, 32.
But he can give you a good season while you figure it out.
Yeah, but if that's the case, I would rather take a flyer on RG3 2 years, $14 million.
I think Matt Moore is going to be cheaper.
Oh yeah. Okay.
And has, I think, more upside than RG3.
I disagree. I don't know that he's going to be what he was, you know, his rookie year. I just want to see him throw. Even if you just sign him for 1 year, and I just want to see him throw. I can tell on his first 10 throws if he's the same.
Dude.
That's all you need.
I genuinely think Matt Moore has something left to offer a team.
I do too.
You know?
I don't think it's the Jets, though.
Right.
And I don't think he wants. It's what's going to happen is what happened to Fitzpatrick in Buffalo. Matt Moore goes to Miami, going to get blown out. Right. Going to get blown out.
Right, right.
They have Fitzpatrick's brain in Buffalo.
Yeah.
They have
own it. Yeah.
They own him. Okay? And Buffalo Bills fans are some of the hardest fans to get over.
They're rough, man. You know what? I was just saying, like, if the fans, blah, blah, blah. But then again, the Bills haven't done shit and never won a Super Bowl. But their fans are fucking for real.
They're angry people. They get behind their
fucking squad.
They do.
And it drives me insane because they're one of those – I mean, you play them twice a year too. Yeah. Where when you're in Buffalo, it doesn't matter if they're 0-15.
They're going to beat you.
And you're just like, fuck.
They're going to beat you.
They'll find it within them.
And it's annoying that fucking asshole's their coach now.
Yeah.
I got to deal with that scumbag.
He's not going to be there long.
No, he's not.
He's not. He fucked up this season.
They said if they don't make the playoffs next year, he's gone. Yep. And that'll be the end of his career.
He should be a coordinator somewhere, but I think his ego's too big for
that. Yeah, he doesn't want to be. And now you hire your fat brother to be the defensive coordinator of your team.
Did he do it?
Yeah, he's a fucking idiot.
Oh, the bros are together.
Yeah, the Ryan bros. Coming at you, 3-13.
Yeah, no, for real. I really liked Rob Ryan at one point, and then when I saw what happened in New Orleans, I was like,
I hate him. I hate him. I don't like – he looks exactly like Rex.
They're twins.
I hate them both.
They're twins, right?
Yes. Their father was the only talent in that family.
And a serious –
damn good defensive coordinator.
Serious fucking talent, man.
Damn good defensive coordinator. The guy understood.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
he punched one of his guys in the face.
Yeah.
No, wait. That was the Oilers.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that if you haven't seen the 30 for 30, the 85 Bears – you should really watch it.
I haven't seen it, actually.
It was fucking great.
Netflix?
I think so.
All right.
It was really great. And I don't like – I hate the Bears. Bears.
Okay, you hate every team except for Tom Brady and the Jets.
I like the Steelers.
You like the Steelers?
Something about the Steelers. Big Ben. I like Big Ben. I like that.
You like him?
I like him.
He's just –
you know what?
He's got this like cute. He's like a baby.
You know what the Steelers are going to be? You know what the Steelers are going to be if they have one? And now Martavis Bryant's going to get suspended for the year
for the fucking weed thing, right?
For the weed,
man. Come on, guys,
make the weed legal.
Yeah,
legalize it. Yeah, what does it matter? If a guy's getting hit 4,000 times in a game,
he should be able.
And he wants to smoke a blunt after the game. Smoke the blunt. Just. Light up,
vaporizer.
Vape. I'll roll it for you.
Yeah,
I don't give a shit.
No, I think they should do vape because of the health, you know, the running. Yeah, it's much better.
I understand that. I think with
I get it. All right, let's do vaping then.
I get it. But with the Jets right now, I'm confused on two things. Why have we not even tried to talk to Colin Kaepernick?
Mm.
Why?
Wait a second. I thought you didn't want Kaepernick.
I don't want Kaepernick, but now I need somebody.
Do you expect a conversation with him?
No.
Isn't it better that they haven't talked to him?
I don't know. But at the moment, like I want to know who my fucking quarterback is.
Yeah.
That's,
I mean, there's still
time.
It's early.
If you're going to draft a quarterback, you better trade up. You're going to have to trade up.
What are they at now? Where are you guys?
20.
20?
That's a horrible,
no
horrible pick.
Way. You don't want to. You're not picking someone who's going to start for your team at 20.
Why not?
Come on.
What are you talking about? Why
in
not?
In this draft?
No, maybe not this draft.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, this draft is loaded with offensive linemen, and safeties and cornerbacks.
Right.
We need an offensive
lineman. Yeah.
Because I think what they're going to do is they're going to wait for the draft to draft an offensive lineman and then kick DeBrickashaw Ferguson to the curb. Because it's over for Brick. I love him.
He's got a great name.
DeBrickashaw. Yeah, he's probably going to retire. I think he should. He's probably going to.
Yeah.
Great Jet. Definitely one of the best offensive linemen I've ever seen. Nick Mangold as well, one of the best centers I've ever seen.
He's a great center.
It comes a time where you got to – Nick Mangold can stay another couple of years.
Yeah, he's got some.
But it comes a time where, like, get Willie Colon the fuck out of my face. Get DeBrickashaw Ferguson out of here.
Yeah.
Brian Winters is a bum.
Right.
You got Breno Giacomini, who just starts too many fights.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the kid Carpenter from Seattle. Oh, he's right, good. Right. He can play. But essentially what I would do is I would just go offensive line with the first three picks. You know?
Yeah, but
I know
it's hard. You want a rookie offensive line? Yeah, remember, this is still a position. It's a skill position.
It's a skill position that you need veterans.
Yeah. Like,
to get it.
It's tough. Like, even that happened with the Dolphins with Jonathan Martin that we signed.
Oh, that guy just had problems.
But the kid had some talent. He couldn't.
He just tried.
Well, he
Richie Incognito, maybe. Buffalo Bill, got in his head.
Yeah.
And I mean,
he went back to the Bills, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I like Richie Incognito.
I wish he was still on my team. I thought he was great.
A dirty fuck, but he can play the position.
He can play.
Right.
He makes you hate him.
Let me ask you a question now. Now that Brent Grimes is gone, are you going to draft the cornerback, you think?
I hope so. I think we need somebody to balance off Byron Maxwell. Because, I mean, Byron Maxwell.
He's got
to
stay healthy. That's
big. Sure. That's yeah, that's giant. Anybody.
No, but this guy has a history of not staying healthy.
He'll be all right.
I think Kiko Alonso is going to be giant for you. That's a giant move. I love that move.
Dude.
Loved
it. I'm looking at it going like, man, I like all of this. This is going to be a rough season.
I don't like Mario Williams.
Really?
Big mistake.
Big I'm mistake. Into it. I'm in it.
So we're getting a call?
No.
No?
Just a text.
That's good. Mario Williams I don't like. I think he's overpaid. He's not great. Anymore. His head's not in the right place anymore.
Look, he's going out of Miami. He's going to relax.
Exactly.
He's going to fucking...
That's the problem.
No, he's up in Buffalo. I could see it getting annoying and the stresses of life. He's getting older. He wants a little sunshine.
Who's your running back?
I don't know. You know what? We might go with the fucking college kid that tumbled in the draft. He played like 9 snaps last year.
Oh, the kid I liked. I liked. I forgot his name too. Short name, right?
No, the last name has like a bunch of A's in it. If I'm not mistaken.
Amir Abdullah?
No.
No.
No, that's your dad's rookie of the year.
Yeah, that never happened. But he actually meant Jeremy Langford.
Really?
He didn't mean Amir Abdullah.
Oh, man, he said Amir Abdullah like 25 times.
He meant Jeremy Langford on the Bears, who's actually going to be really good. He's a great running back. What I would like to see the Dolphins do, be honest with you need a tight end because Jordan Cameron, that's a mistake too. Big mistake.
You think Jordan Cameron's a mistake?
I do.
No.
For that team, for the set that they run.
We'll be all right. We'll figure it out.
All right. I disagree with you, but that's okay. I think running backs in this draft, there are a few good ones. Where are you drafting, Ruben?
We're drafting like 13 or 12 or something.
You can maybe get the kid out of Ohio State, Ezekiel Elliott.
Ajayi.
No, yeah. he's not. He's okay. He's not an every down back. Definitely not. Jay Ajayi. Yeah, he's definitely not an every down back.
Homeboy has 4 A's in his name.
Yeah. It's Randy with 8 A's for the season. Sorry,
Randy.
Okay, so let's make a pick right now.
Okay.
We're going to make some picks.
I'm excited.
With the football.
Oh, okay.
With the football.
All right.
Where do you see the Dolphins finishing? What's the record? At the moment, because free agency hasn't ended yet and the draft. I mean, we will revisit this after the draft.
Yeah.
But
I think it'll be business as usual, Miami. We're going to be
6-10, 7-9.
7-9, 8-8.
I don't have a quarterback. And until that, I mean, if you're going down with Geno Smith, 3-13, 4-12. If that's the thing.
Yeah.
Bryce Petty, haven't seen him throw yet. Can't tell you. But if you're going down with Bryce Petty, I'll do the same. 3-13, 4-12.
How are the Patriots going to fare?
I don't. That trade that they just made, the Chandler Jones thing.
That's fucking nuts, right?
Yeah. That's fucking crazy. That's a crazy trade.
But did you see they picked up Martellus Bennett?
Yeah, I did see that too. It's annoying.
You know what that means?
Gronkowski Bennett.
That's
scary.
Terrifying.
That's scary.
That's terrifying.
But they're hanging on to certain people too long, too, like Amendola. That
no,
guy, he's
that's
a bum.
Perfect.
He's
Amendola. Bum. Listen to this. Amendola, bum. Edelman, Bennett, Gronkowski. That's and oh, Brady's throwing to them.
Yeah, all right.
You know they're going 13-3.
If their defense, I don't know about their defense though yet. I gotta see it,
dude. You can put fucking bags of mulch out on there, and Belichick will make it work.
I gotta see it. I gotta see
that
defense.
Keep in mind the year. What was that year? Where they lost in the AFC Championship to you.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
not the AFC Championship, but the divisional where they lost to you guys with Brady with the hair.
Yeah.
That whole year, their defense was dog shit, and they were just playing prevent all year.
Yeah.
And they still were like the number one and the number two seed.
And Mark Sanchez dinked and dunked them to death.
Yep.
That's how we beat them. That was a great fucking game.
Yeah, I remember that. That was the only game I've ever rooted for the Jets ever.
I thought we were going to the Super Bowl. I had no.
Can't wait.
We had like 15 really, people over the house, and when Bart Scott yelled, "Can't wait," we went nuts.
Yep.
That was a moment. It still gives me goosebumps to think about that moment.
And then you're watching the Pittsburgh game going, wait. No, more time. I need more time. We went down by too much too
the
quick.
The first half was
now.
Fine.
What are you talking about? The first half they buried you.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, you guys were down like
the second year.
You're maybe thinking of the second year because that what happened was they just piled points on and then hung back. I remember this game very well.
I'm thinking of the 16-10 game. Was that the next
year? No. This game was like 24-20 or something was the final, but it was like 24-0. And then you guys slowly – like you didn't have enough time to come back.
The only thing I took away from both of those Steelers games – was that Mark Sanchez overthrew the ball in the second half?
Yep.
Of both games, and it was like watching your friend die in front of you, like what
in your eyes it's like watching your crush like just say something really racist,
or you're watching your crush suck a guy's dick.
Oh, that doesn't happen.
I mean, why you think that the people you like haven't sucked other people's dicks?
No, I know they have, but I'm talking about somebody that is sucking a guy's dick in front of you.
That doesn't turn you on a little bit?
What?
not even a little? Like, you're not like, I can see how you do that.
I don't have any
What new perspective I've
I watch
gained.
Porn.
That's somebody sucking another guy's dick right in front of you.
That's porn. That's live porn.
No? Not into the live sex show thing?
I mean, it's here and there.
I just recently had, like, an actual fantasy about like sharing a girl with another guy,
mm-hmm.
which is typically something that I've like shied away from. I find men attractive, but not to the point of having sex with them.
Yeah.
But I specifically think of Jason. Public Speaking. Yes. He's great. Yeah.
I
would have sex with Jason and another woman. For
I
know. Sure.
I understand. I can't That's share women.
You can't share women?
Nope.
Really?
Unless it's with another woman.
Okay. Can I ask you, so who do you consider like one of your like closest? Like, if I started doing a radio show with someone else, would you be jealous?
No.
No?
No.
But something that you do with just me, that's just us.
I wouldn't be.
Okay, that doesn't bother you.
But you're not penetrating my girlfriend.
But I'm doing a specific thing that's just between us. I'm removing, just think of it as just a thing.
Doing a radio show and putting your dick in her is different. Different.
Only in theory.
Just disco, she said. You want to talk about a little wrestling? Go ahead.
No.
Well, I'm going to talk about soccer anyway.
You go ahead.
So, okay.
It'll let me gauge how much I'll talk about wrestling after.
Today's the derby, the Manchester United, Manchester City derby. We're playing.
What is that?
When Manchester United and Manchester City play.
It's just called the derby?
The derby. The
it's
one.
It's like considered like a Subway Series.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
okay.
The 181st derby.
181st.
Yes.
It's not even like a So 200 or 150 or something. It's not a nice round number.
No,
it's 181.
It's not.
All right, tell us about this uneventful thing.
It's a very eventful thing. We're going to win today. I believe in United today. I think what we should do, I would like them to lose because that would mean Louis van Gaal is definitely out. And I read last night that Jose Mourinho signed a pre-contract with Manchester United. So I assume that Mourinho is going to be the next head coach. Okay, I'm with that, if that's the case. But you have to get Louis van Gaal out now. Now. Don't wait.
Yeah.
Do not wait for Louis van Gaal. Get him out now. Okay? And maybe figure something out with Michael Carrick, because Michael Carrick's going to go to China. Now, he's not going to go to China.
China?
Yeah, to play.
Okay.
Wayne Rooney. If Mourinho is in, Wayne Rooney is definitely off this team.
You know, Wayne Rooney was at a WWE event.
I know. He slapped somebody in the face.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
He's small.
He's very small. He's fast.
I bet, yeah.
He's 31
I mean,
and
small,
can
I'm
fly.
Fast. See, I'm 31. I can fly. This is great. I am Wayne Rooney.
Yeah.
I just realized this, guys.
Now, the only problem I have with letting Rooney go now is he's 5 goals away from the Manchester United record of goals, which is held by Sir Bobby Charlton.
He's going to hit 5 today, then.
Well, no. He's injured. He's injured. He's been injured. So he's trying to come back for the last 4 or 5 games.
How many games are left in the season?
About 9 or 10. He's trying to come back for the last 4 or 5 games.
All right.
He's not going to get the 5 goals. He's not.
All right.
He's not. Not this year. And
do you think he's coming back next year?
No, I don't. And that would be a real disservice to the people that have watched this guy from the beginning.
And he's been Manchester United the whole way.
No, he was on Everton for 2 years before Manchester United. Mm-hmm. And Everton didn't like him because that's when he was still a hooligan, fucking hookers, beating people up in the stands.
Right.
Like, he was like a real asshole.
Really? He seems like such a nice guy.
Well, he's married with a child now.
Three children.
That'll change you.
Yeah. And I love Wayne Rooney, and I don't want him to go, but I understand why he's going to go if Mourinho comes. You dick. I understand why, and he's always been one of my favorite players, if not my favorite player, and I will miss him because he's also probably going to go to China or the MLS.
What's this China thing?
The Super League in China. Chinese Super League players, teams.
Super League?
Yeah, Chinese Super League teams pay extraordinary amounts of money.
Lots of yen.
Like, I mean, Wayne Rooney is probably worth $50 million, not to Chinese.
Yeah.
Just around the world. They'll pay us double that.
Wow.
We'll get $100 million from a Chinese league team.
Wow.
No doubt about it. No doubt. MLS, you're not going to get anywhere near $50 million because team really has
$50 So what you're saying is, like, all the money that, like, China has lent us and stuff, like, they're fine with money. Why are they asking me about it? Right? Is that what you're saying? Is this a political thing now?
No.
Oh.
It's not. It's just Wayne Rooney getting more money or United getting more money from the Chinese league team. I do believe United are going to win today. I also heard that Tony Cruz is coming over here next year. That would be fantastic. And Romelu Lukaku wants to play for us. That would also be fantastic. So you can set up – you could run a 4-3-3 and have Martial, Lukaku, and Rashford. Oh, my. That's scary. 3 fast men. 3 really fast men. Good dribblers, good shooters, pace, pace, pace. Glory, glory, Man United.
Nice, man. Good job.
Yes.
That was a tight little, that was 4 minutes?
Yeah, go ahead.
4 minutes.
Tell me about wrestling.
Well, actually what I'm more excited about is the whole pork.
Then he has a stroke.
Did I tell you that I'm roasting a whole pig in the backyard?
Yeah.
You guys got to come, man.
We are.
WrestleMania.
We're not coming for WrestleMania. We're going to come for the pig. Because the Mets open that night. I cannot. I'm sorry.
No, but the pig's not going to be ready until like 7. So you're going to miss it.
Yeah.
You know, your buddy Jay is joining our wrestling league.
I'm sure he is.
The video game.
I don't deny it.
It's going to be dope.
I'm sure it will be.
Nah, man, nothing. Nah, I don't want to do what you just did. Not everybody loves hearing me talk about wrestling, even though I think I offer a really
talk
nice
about wrestling, Ruben. I talked about soccer. Talk about wrestling.
No.
Can we talk about something?
Yeah, let's talk about something. How about that?
All right. Let's keep talking about sex with dudes.
Nah. Let's go. Let's
come
go
on. Pegging.
Let's go to baseball.
Oh, right. There's a whole other sport. Go.
Let's go to baseball.
More shit I don't talk about.
Ruben Tejada was waived by the Mets.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They released Ruben Tejada.
Why? He's coming off an injury or something?
Well, the broken leg, but it's more that he was due to make $4.7 million this year. And I'm sad. I love Ruben Tejada. I thought he was a great utility player.
Yeah.
Not a good start. Everybody thinks I want him to be my starting shortstop. I don't. I want him to be there for when somebody gets injured, or I want him to be there to spell somebody if they need a day off or 2 days off. That's what I wanted Ruben Tejada for. And now you're stuck with Wilmer Flores. You're stuck with him.
You love that guy.
I hate Wilmer Flores. I think he's such a piece of shit. He'll never figure it out here. His range of motion is terrible. But back to Ruben.
What?
Yeah. Yesterday they said he signed with the Yankees, which scared the shit out of me.
Did he?
No. Thank God. He signed with the Cardinals, ooh, who I hate. I hate them too.
That's a good move for the Cardinals.
But he's actually going to start because Johnny Peralta's hurt. But they only signed him for $1.5 million. So that's
that's
good.
Crazy. That's a big drop off from what he was going
to
make.
That's a great deal for the Cardinals.
So that's weird. Why wouldn't the Mets just restructure then if he was willing to accept that little?
They felt that they have too many shortstops on the roster already because they have Asdrubal Cabrera, Wilmer Flores, and then Ruben Tejada. You only really need two shortstops.
Right.
And I understand. The business side of it sucks because I really liked Ruben Tejada.
Yeah.
I thought he was just a Met. He's been with the Mets since he was 14 years old.
Wow.
He's a Met.
One of those guys right now, one of those like been with the Mets dudes, I told you that there's one of the guys in the restaurant that his wife is Dominican and like her brother is in the like farm system now, and he's been doing it for 3 years. He's 18.
Do you know his name?
No.
Well, find that out for next week if you could, because I would like to know.
Sure. I mean, he's not eligible to play.
No, yet, he's in the farm system. He's probably either in single A or double A.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know which one, but it's one of these like it's getting exciting for him because soon he'll be old enough to play.
Yeah. I'm feeling good about the Mets. I saw a little bit of David Wright's spring debut. Two singles, very nice, two RBI. Cespedes is looking monstrous.
Yeah?
Monster.
That's what you need.
He's a monster. I love it. He's really ready to go.
Did you see that thing of him riding the horse?
Yeah, ride a horse.
I think ride a horse. I thought that was cool.
Did you see the Mets gifted him a bike that was his bike back in Cuba?
No,
I didn't. Yeah, like his childhood bike with like a little basket on it. And because he essentially defended himself by saying, listen, I spent so many years in Cuba working for nothing and working hard, having nothing, having to walk miles to school, having to ride my bike miles to school. There were gangs. It was crazy.
Yeah.
You know? Let me live.
Yeah, let him fucking buy a nice car.
Let the man live. He's got a lot of nice cars. So what? So does Jerry Seinfeld.
Jerry Seinfeld has a fucking garage.
He just sold a bunch.
He needs to learn how to drive the car. That's the problem.
Yeah.
He's going to kill himself.
Who's Cespedes?
Yeah. Jerry Seinfeld knows how to drive those
Who
cars.
Was it that just died? A Ravens guy.
Raven, yeah.
Ray?
Something Ray? Mike Ray?
Ray Davies from the Kinks?
No.
No.
I think it was a kid named Mike Ray or Chris Ray, a cornerback, 23 years old.
Trey Walker.
Wasn't even Chris Ray.
Trey Walker.
That's a shame, man. 23 years old, motorcycle accident. That's a real bummer.
Gotta take care of yourself, though.
Well, I mean, it's the same thing that happened to Oscar Tavares, the Cardinals outfielder, who was actually – I don't know too much about this kid Walker. I don't know if he was going to be a star. I don't think he was just, it seemed like he was just a special teams guy. But Oscar Tavares was the next big thing.
Yeah. There he goes.
And that's it. You know, that's wild shit. And it's one of those things that Ruben's right. You just got to take care of yourself.
Yep.
If you're scheduled to make $20 million for many, many years.
Yeah.
Don't drive in the car with the kid with the gun with the weed.
Yeah.
Going 143.
Yeah.
Sheldon.
What are you doing?
Don't do that.
What are you doing?
Don't be stupid.
What are you doing?
You're being stupid.
What are you doing?
No need.
What are you doing? I just thought I'd try repetitive things. Yeah, see how that went over with you guys.
Yeah, it's always good. But one of the things that does make me nervous about the Mets is that DeGrom did not sign his contract this year. Mm. And I understand why, but there's no way he's taking a hometown discount now. No way. No way. When the money comes for him, he's going somewhere else. He's going to go somewhere else.
Well.
And that sucks. But if
does he deserve it?
Yeah.
That's why.
And if that money can somehow help us get Bryce Harper, please, Lord,
Bryce Harper's not coming.
Bryce Harper loves the Mets. He's got an unnatural obsession with the Mets, like Chipper Jones did.
Really?
Chipper Jones named his kid Shea.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a good name.
Shea Stadium.
Middle name is Stadium?
No, his middle name is not Stadium.
Shea Stadium Jones.
That's actually pretty good. It's like Shea a Stadium porno Jones. Actor. Shea Stadium Jones.
Getting his cock sucked by your crush. Live.
In a Yankees
via
hat.
Via webcam.
In a Yankees hat.
Who's wearing the hat? The cock or the...
No. The girl would be wearing a hat.
The balls are in a hat.
Yeah. His balls are in like one of those
but
little
like
ice
little,
cream
yeah,
helmets.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Just sitting there.
Old ice cream helmet.
So that they don't overheat.
Yeah. No, his balls are in ice cream.
His balls are ice cream.
His balls are made
shaped
of ice cream.
Like a New York Yankees logo.
Clearly we have problems. Clearly mental illness is abundant in this room.
Hey, it's going to change. We've got like 9 minutes.
Yeah, what do you got?
But I want to play one of the new Dead People songs. However, I already played 2 of these songs.
Okay.
And I'm going to let you choose which one to play next. I'm not going to tell you which is which, and I know you don't know the titles. So
okay.
One is called BRM.
Okay.
The other one is called DIAC.
Uh-huh.
The other one is called Smitten.
Mm.
And the other one is called Big Move.
I got to go with Big Move.
Big Move.
I'm going to go with Big Move.
The longest song of those. So that's 5.5 minutes.
Okay, so we'll talk cut, for a
yeah,
little bit.
Let's see. So that we got 2 minutes.
We got 2 minutes. Today's going to be a fun day. I'm very excited. I get to see United play. I get to see Ruben play tonight.
Yeah.
Come on, everybody.
Come on, everybody. In Bed-Stuy, we play
Franklin Avenue.
Franklin Ave. 325 Franklin Ave.
325 Franklin Ave. Yeah.
$10 at the door, but... If you go to Baby's All Right, which that show starts at 2 p.m., you pay $10 there, watch that show, and then you get free entry at Come On Everybody. So you get 2 shows for $1.
I'll just pay the $10 at the door because I don't want to go to Baby's All Right on a Saturday. Not my favorite place.
That'd be tough to do since Saturday was yesterday.
Yeah.
But yeah, thanks, Joe.
I got Alzheimer's, everybody. Early onset.
But yeah, we're going to be playing. We haven't played in you know, we haven't played in
6 months.
6 months. I have to wear knee pads now because I sprained my meniscus at our last show.
All right. I thought it was because of you blowing guys.
No, I haven't blown a guy in fucking hours, man.
Yeah.
but it's been a while.
It's been a while.
Anyway, so that's happening tonight.
Yeah. Come on out, everybody.
We're gonna post you know, on the Apples and Oranges, then I'll do my own personal thing.
Linda and I'll be there. We'll be signing autographs, you know, if you listen to the show.
Yeah, Lynn,
really
just
like
Linda will be signing autographs.
Yeah, I'm going to be standing behind her with sunglasses on.
As a security guard.
No, as Jack Nicholson.
Doing a Jack Nicholson impression while he's watching the Lakers.
Really, get a load of me.
Yeah. I just watched that with OCN, the first Batman.
First Batman's the best Batman.
Batman Returns. Okay,
Batman Returns.
Christopher Walken.
What?
Christopher Walken.
What? Gets electrocuted. What?
Awesome.
What? it's good. It's good. A lot of fun. Good movie.
Good
a lot
things.
Of fun. Good things are happening.
Good things happen to good people.
So I also want to give an extra special shout out this week to my scene partner, Allison Goodman. Thank you. Thank you for doing that with me yesterday. Hopefully we get in. If one of us gets in and the other doesn't, that's great. Who gives a shit? We got in. But that was 4 months of prep. To be on stage for what felt like 8 seconds, but it was a very cool experience, and I love her very much, so thank you for that.
All right, so this is a Big Move by my band, A Bunch of Dead People.
See you next week.
Yeah.
Gotta go straight for the throne, rebound.